The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday of Advent is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter. Just before Jesus begins his public ministry, John the Baptist appears, calling people to mend their ways and speaking of a powerful one who is to come. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the past 10 days, I have made 2 trips to the Fargo-Moorhead area. The first one was on Thanksgiving Day. I left Mandan at 7 in the morning and drove to Fargo. My daughter left from medical school in Grand Forks and also went to Fargo, and we met and had a Thanksgiving buffet together at Granite City in Fargo. Now, whenever I drive to Fargo, I always know when I'm getting close because suddenly those billboards pop up after you are a little past Mapleton, and you know you're getting close to your destination. And I always look forward to that one sign, that kind of lonely sign that's on the right, has been there for years, that says, "Be nice." I like that. When you get to Fargo, remember, be nice. Otherwise, the journey, as you well know, is rather uneventful from here to there. But on Thanksgiving, I found 2 other signs that were very interesting. They're those DOT highway safety signs. The first one was kind of over by Cleveland, and it said this: "Tom Turkey says, buckle, buckle." I thought that was clever. Then later, when I was just passing through Valley City, I encountered another one. And that one said, "Buckle up, mashed potatoes, not your head." I thought those were very appropriate. They were humorous, but they were meant to be taken seriously. Well, then this past Friday, I took my second trip to Fargo-Moorhead. This past Friday afternoon, I left for Moorhead to go to Concordia. My daughter also left Grand Forks to go to Concordia. We attended the annual Concordia Christmas concert. And so on the way, I was again struck by those signs on the road. But the messages had changed. The first one said, "Santa sees you when you're speeding." buckle up. I liked that one. Santa sees you when you're speeding. Then the other one was just as good. It said, buckle up. What's ho ho holding you back? Again, they were clever, humorous, but meant to be taken seriously. I kind of wonder about John the Baptist that way. Really? Camel's hair? God's messenger to get our attention is wearing camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey? That's kind of humorous, isn't it? I don't think he'd be taken too seriously today. I think John the Baptist needs a makeover. You know, right now, Skechers mountain boots are on sale at Penney's for $99. Or maybe those Doc Martens for $129. And then I'd get some Docker chino pants for John the Baptist, maybe in a caramel color. And to top it off, a leather bomber jacket. Then maybe he'd be taken seriously. But maybe he appears the way he does because we don't take him seriously, no matter how he appears to us. Repent. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Well, we're doing a lot of preparing right now, aren't we? And we're making a lot of roads wore down. It seems the paths to the mall are getting pretty wore down by now, aren't they? We know how to get there. We are very good at getting to this place or that place because we need what they are offering. And so those paths are well worn. But how about that other path? Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Where's that road at? How do you get there? It seems today that John the Baptist is standing on the side of the road, trying to get our attention. Where are you going? Where are you going and why are you going there? As these days now unfold to Christmas, we will find us going here, there, and everywhere on those well-worn paths that we know so well. But do they really get us to where we're going? Or are they just roundabout ways to get to Christmas? John the Baptist is calling to you and me today. Repent. Make his path straight. Prepare the way of the Lord. You and I are called to stop and get reoriented. The path you and I are to be working on right now is the path into our heart. That's where that road is. John the Baptist is saying to you and I, prepare a place in your heart to receive the gift of gifts and make that path straight. In other words, focus on it. It's too easy, I think, to get lost this time of the year. Last week, one night, I decided to run to Kohl's. Now, I know where Kohl's is. But I also had to run over to Target. But that wasn't as important. I thought, I'll go to Kohl's first. And I was still saying that sitting in Target's parking lot. You see, all of that stuff just distracts us and overtakes us, where we get lost in just trying to get where we're going. And so this morning, join me in focusing on that one path, the path to our heart. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, and then be ready with me to receive the new shoot from the stump of Jesse, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thanks be to God.